come in.
But the show must go on. I mean, that is the old adage in show business. That's what Ryan, we must do. And try to honor his memory.
Let's do it. Come on, Joe. Pick it up.
Let's go, Joe.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't kill.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm fine.
Heartless. Bastard.
I'm still alive.
You bastard. Guy was like a brother to you, Joe.
He's in shock.
He's the guy. Joe,
why don't you really communicate your true feelings, please?
I'm gonna be like that when he talked to the guy when he talked to Damone in Fast Times.
Yeah.
Listen, people say stuff about you all the time,
and they say that a lot.
And Buzz is the only one that used to stand up for you.
He did, Joe.
I understand. But Buzz would want us to go on and have humor and mirth and spread well wishes across the globe.
You know,
you tool.
His tissues are so saturated with some sort of narcotic that he's not even functional right now. You tool.
He got to his medicine cabinet first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, make your jokes. Make your jokes.
Okay. Goodbye, white trash.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry I have to be honest with Joe about my feelings on this of all days.
Well, Joe was sedated, so, you know, he said that. As soon as we found out about what had happened to Buzz, Joe said, I want to be sedated. Bump, 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 bump.
Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right.
Just seem a little weird.
They do.
And Rob, I appreciate you getting your haircut in Buzz's memory today.
It was all I could do. Carrie told me, she said, do something to take your mind off it.
The Dream Police, they live inside of my head.
Da 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 da.
I want you
to want me. And that reminds me of him again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm nice.
Well, it was all, you know.
And can we talk about that? Can we ever talk about that? About what a facade that was?
Well,
can we ever talk about really what a... What an a-hole the guy was. I mean, he was a nice guy.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, there's nothing wrong with giving both sides of the story. You know.
But I mean...
Come on, how many times...
Technically, he is still with us, and either you're the one that was saying you're holding out hope that he's going to come back.
I was lying.
And now you're...
was lying.
Now you're pulling back the curtain and showing you the real guy.
But every time I saw a news intern leave that studio in tears,
mm-hmm.
you know he was doing it to better them.
This is true.
I mean, he was a taskmaster.
The men would cry, the women would whimper.
Okay. Buzz, for the over the 20 years that I've known him and worked with him, he touched me.
Mm-hmm.
In the bad way.
He did.
In the bad way. Forced himself on me from day one.
Well, he never exactly forced himself on me. That is my confession today. I mean, really, I could lie and say, hey, it was against my will, but, oh, willing was I.
Well, it's the opposite with me. Ever since he started working out. You know, I had the big weight advantage for a long time. You know, and even when I lost the weight, he's still stronger than me. He's a goddamn old man.
Yeah, I know. But you always managed to get away.
But no, I didn't. You don't know how many... Do you remember just last week I came in and I had that mark on the side of my face? You said, what happened? I said,
it looked like a hickey.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? It was a rug burn. When Buzz had me pushed down on the floor and my face was in the floor.
How many times were you violated by him?
Last week.
But that often still?
It was part of the pre-show ritual.
What do you think it was? It wasn't about the sex. It was about power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, that's weird. He never laid a finger on me.
I'll never be able to figure that out.
He only wanted to watch.
And you were a good man for acquiescing.
I thought it was the least I could do.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a lot. A lot of pleasure.
Gave you a lot of pleasure.
He did. I think I'm getting nauseous now.
Everybody's calling about this.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, am I the only one putting this together? You know, Matt had the little tummy ache, and now all of a sudden Buzz is dead.
Now, Buzz is not dead
Buzz
yet.
Buzz is not dead yet.
Stop it, please. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My daddy is dead.
Okay, that's not funny either, Rosie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound
Okay. So
sorry.
You sing it, brother.
He couldn't get through it again. Okay, okay, goodbye.
Too emotional to finish. And
it's Friday the 13th.
Scared kids.
Bad luck.
You bet. So, really, all you got to do is just ask yourself, what you know, WWBW.
Yeah, what would Buzz do?
What would Buzz do? What would Buzz do if we started the show one day and for almost 20 minutes just made him sit in the other room, turn his microphone off,
and pretend that he was in a coma?
What would he do? What would he do if we started the show and then didn't turn his microphone on?
For the entire show.
Even though he was here.
He'd laugh like he's laughing now. That's what he's doing. With color in his face, unlike yesterday.
Right. You big faker. You big faker. What'd you do, put a finger down your throat to give yourself a little evidence down there on the way out last night? That didn't look like a very hearty puke to me, Buzz. Oh, yeah, that's right. Give me the finger. There you go. Big man. Big man on campus. Look at him.
He's like Teller now in your pen.
Right.
There he is over there. Just smiling contentedly. Feeling better? He nodded.
Yeah. Put a number on it. Hold up the fingers. Or are you going to write?
All right, he's putting a number on his pain.
Okay. Oh, he's writing more than one note.
All right, here we go.
Pain is zero, and he feels 100%.
Wow, he's completely back.
Miraculous recovery from yesterday's death knell.
Right. Hey, take your finger out of your nose, Buzz. Wow. Boy, oh boy. You ought to put a claim on that.
Ottoman.
There he is over there.
So now he's just sitting there. I know he's wondering how long we're going to keep this going.
Yeah, well, I kind of wonder that, too. It's kind of only one person that knows the answer.
Well, I go with the group answer on it, but, you know, listen, I'm in a good place. I had my acupuncture today.
I know. I love it when we do...
I'm feeling good.
I know. I love it when we do improv acting. It's so much fun. I could do it for hours.
And I think you and I, hey, how about the Tony Goes, too, huh?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Charlie. Oh. I screwed up again.
No, that's Joe.
Hold on a second.
The Tony Goes, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
The Grammy Goes, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Oscar Goes, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
And the Golden Globe.
Goes, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Boy, didn't you really believe Buzz was dead?
I sure did.
Huh?
I convinced myself, and he was sitting there on the other side of the glass,
so
alive.
He's still sitting there now, and look what he's doing now. He's doing that thing where he's going,
clearing his throat like it's almost time to open his microphone.
I saw him doing this, going, like, okay, it's almost over now.
Yeah, it went from being he was very amused to, I know, in his mind, he's like, okay, like everything they do, way, way too long.
Okay, guys, funny for the first 5 seconds.
That's enough.
Because I'm nice. There he is. Should we just turn it on just for a second?
Sure. There you go.
Thank you. And that was it? 1 second? But now here's the thing for you listeners.
And a word of thanks. Wasn't that great?
For your radio.
He used his time wisely.
For your radio sleuths. If you remember back when Buzz had to be doing the show from his house when he had the surgery?
Right.
Remember, for at least one day, we had the tape of Buzz. We had rolled tape on Buzz over a couple of days, and we had isolated his microphone. So we had a full, like the Rosie tapes, except it was Buzz going like, hey, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right.
How do you know we're not doing that again?
Exactly.
How do you know he's really not in a coma somewhere?
You could prove it.
Let's see what he wants to say now. Buzz?
It's Friday the 13th. Oh, that could be a generic one we recorded a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
Who had recorded it also.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, since Buzz is dead, can we play Thank You for Coming to Lowe's?
As a tribute to Buzz, yes.
And one of his great songs, one of his hits.
As a tribute to Buzz. I wonder if we've got that on the Buzz's tape machine.
I hope so. Do we have that taped farewell speech that he gave?
I think so.
When he, this is his last hospital stay, when he thought if anything happened, he wanted to send a message out to the listeners.
Let's roll that tape.
Okay. Goodbye, asshats. Touching. Touching.
What did I tell you about the guy? Okay, yeah. The real guy that you're getting
sure,
there.
That was the real guy. Brevity was always his forte.
You don't have any singing on that tape? The Lowe's jingle or the They're Coming to Take Me Away?
I don't know. I mean, any of those cartridges that Buzz had in his studio that he could just reach right up and grab and then sing, there is, he's, I'm getting the feeling that he's finally tracking with what we're saying here. And
absolutely.
I'm going to try to find that tape of Buzz singing either take Thank You for Coming to Lowe's or, oh, there it is. Found the tape now.
Ah, that's
Rose Theaters welcome you to
oh, because it's a tribute reel, it's the long version.
Yeah.
Smoking is not permitted in
Dead Man Singing very soon.
Oh. So glad we saved all these old Kinescopes.
Kinescope.
Sorry.
Here comes the dead man,
please.
The late Buzz Burbank.
Next to the auditorium, please deposit litter in trash receptacles in the lobby. Please be considerate and don't talk.
Oh, we'll have to
go.
We'll have to edit. I thought I heard him. Oh, here he is.
Thank you for coming to Lowe's. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the show.
Was that recorded actually as he was dying?
Yes,
it sounded, oh, what a shame.
Sounded faint.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, having done all of that,
the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and it's Stevie Wonder's birthday today, everybody.
Sure.
So we'll start with some Stevie.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Music is a world within itself.
What's your problem over there, Elston?
I have no problem. I feel great.
Yeah. I mean, we're on the air for 24 goddamn minutes. All you say is, hello, asshat.
Wait, you didn't see me?
Actually,
it was goodbye, asshat.
That was your right, goodbye. Well, okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there to you. And
hello.
To you and John Kerry.
Oh,
and
hi there.
Hi there. Hi there. Get right to Paul Bearer number 3. How's your
blind Motown genius?